Okay, welcome. Parashat Nitzavim. See, the Nitzavim Vayelech this week. But in Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Bet is one of the more well-known Tzukim. Lo b'shamayim vi. The Torah is not in the Shamayim. Lemor mi yaleh lanu ha-shamayim vi. Chal lanu vi shmeinu atav nasena. I actually said the Torah, it's machloket, is it the Torah, is it certain mitzvah, is it the mitzvah of learning Torah, is it all the mitzvah, is it the mitzvah of tshuva, etc. Either way, lo b'shamayim hi, meaning it's machloket, the mafarshim, what mitzvah it's referring to, lo b'shamayim hi, who's going to go up to the shamayim to get it for us and teach it to us, and we'll do the mitzvah. So this pasuk is actually used a few times in different contexts in Shas. And there's one time that the Rambam Perush Mishnayos refers to it based on a certain Gemara that the Emes Yaakov found noteworthy. In Pirkei Avos, Perek Bet Mishnahei, though he wrote Perek Hei Mishnahei, it's Perek Bet Mishnahei. The Mishnah says, Ein Bor Yerechit, Velo Amaret Chasid. If you don't have enough knowledge, you're not going to be able to properly keep the Torah mitzvot. And if you're too embarrassed, you're not going to learn properly, because if you don't understand something, you're going to be afraid to say it. And if you get too angry at people when they ask a silly question, so you're not going to be successful at teaching. And not everybody who puts a lot of effort into their business ends up smarter. Not everybody who goes into business ends up a Talmud Chacham. So obviously you can already hear a difference between Lo Abay Shalomei, Lo Akapta Melamed, not at all, to Lo Kol Amarba Bischora Machim. And the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayot there says, what is the Torah saying? What Chazal saying here? Amrusha Torah Lo Timatzei Vibale Agava Vagasu. You won't find Torah among those who are haughty or arrogant. And not people who travel for business and they have to travel very far, so all the time you're traveling, you're not learning. It's not really the makor, it's not really the source for this, but it's like a hint, a remez, an asmachta for this idea. V'amru, lo v'shamayim hi. Torah isn't in Shemayim, v'lo me'ever le'yam, and it's not across the sea. In other words, don't spend your time traveling. You're not going to find the Torah there. Where are you going to find the Torah? When you stay home and learn, sit in the Beis Medrash, you'll be able to find the Torah. But if you notice, that's not the full version of what the Mishnah says. Emes Yaakov points out that really the Rambam combines that Mishnah's message with a Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin says, lo me'ever le'yam hi. You won't find Torah at all amongst those who are merchants. So the Rambam combines these two Mishnayos, these two Meimor Chazal. First, the Mishnah saying, "Lo abayshan lo me lo kavdam milamed, v'lo kolam arbe beschorim machim," with the other one that says, "You won't find Torah among those who are in business." And don't think this is by chance, because the Rambam did it again. In Hilchot Talmud Torah, he again says, "Katu b'Torah lo b'shamayimi, etc. Lo b'shamayimi, lo b'gatzei aruach imutzuya, lo b'hamahalchim ever leyami. Not from people who travel. The figa chamru chachamim lo kol amar be'vischora machim. Etziva chachamim havi ma'id be'esik vasik b'Torah." So chachamim said, "Don't spend so much time in business. Spend more time learning Torah." So the Emes Yaakov notices that the Rambam combines two statements, but really there's a difference between these two statements of Chazal. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says, "Lo habayshan, lo meid." If you're a bayshan, you will not be able to learn. "Lo hakapta milame." If you're makpid on everybody and you easily get angry and you care about so many things, you will not be able to teach. But then it says, "V'lo kol hamar bevischora machim." Not he won't be able to. Not anybody who's mar bevischora won't be able to. Rather, not everyone is mar bevischora will be zochetu. That means some will, some won't. It could even be a majority won't. But at least it's not biconditional or conditional, meaning if you're a kapton, you're not going to be able to teach. If you're a baishan, you're not going to be able to learn. And if you're in business, you're not going to know anything. That's not what it says. It says kapton can teach and baishan can learn. And if you're in business, you may not be successful at becoming a talmid chacham. So you hear the difference there, correct? So the Rambam connects that Mishnah to the statement in Erevin, which says, "Lo timatzei, you won't find the Torah klal, meaning at all, amongst sachronim and tagart, amongst people who are these merchants." So why would that be? Why does he do that? What's the lesson to be learned from that? Sam as Yaakov learns an interesting lesson from it, and in fact, this Rambam that we just quoted. So it's Rambam Gimel Chet, even though he wrote Gimel Tet, it's Gimel Chet. But if you look at Rambam Gimel Zayin, the previous Rambam is about Asei Toratcha Keva Umlachtecha Arai. You have to make sure you set aside time for Torah, and what you do in between, you're doing business, just enough business that you need to do. V'lo tomar l'kishe efne ashane shem alo divane. Don't say, oh, when I have time, I'll learn. It's what if you don't have time. So what is the lesson the Emes Yaakov learns here? He says, the Rambam is sort of making a point about the difference between malacha, as we said, asei toratcha keva umlachtecha arai, and schora. Lo kol amarbe b'schora machim. What's the difference between malacha and schora? Sometimes there are jobs people have. Manual labor, whatever job. Okay? You need to do it for parnasa. Your parnasa is very important. Wonderful. We're not denigrating doing that. But sometimes people might see value in their schora. Because if I have to learn economics, if I have to learn social laws like supply and demand and people skills and customer service, etc., it may make me smarter. It may make me a more well-rounded human being. It may, the educational skills I pick up in my business, in fact, may make me a better Jew, may make me learn Torah better. He's willing to consider such a possibility. So, because of that possibility, what might you say? When the Rambam says, "Asei Torat Chakevam Lachlecha Arai," what's he talking about? He's talking about people doing malacha. Not anything that when you do it more and more, you're going to get smarter. You're going to gain extra skills. No, it's a craft. You learned it. You know how to do it. You know, maybe your muscles are better. You don't get calloused anymore. But at a certain point, it pays the bills for you. That's its value. We're not denigrating that value. But there's no greater, this makes you learn Torah better. But you might say that about schora. You might say that about all your business acumen, all your skills in running a business and being a merchant. And says the Emes Yaakov, even with that possibility, we have to keep in mind our priorities. When he's saying "Ein limud Torah matzo yitzis sochrim etagarim klal," he is saying, even if it weren't for that, even if with the idea that your schora can be what we'll call a hechsher l'limud Torah, that's what he refers to it, right? If the schora isn't a bizbuzman, it's not a waste of time, but it actually makes you smarter. So it could be a hechsher l'limud Torah. Nonetheless, in Lima Torah, it's not so common that Lima Torah would be found among those people. In fact, it could almost be said that it's not found at all. So we know that not to be true, that it's not found at all, but it certainly becomes much more difficult because your business ends up filling all your time. And you don't end up as often setting the time for learning and growing in Torah, and you end up losing the sense of priorities. So now it's not, I'm doing the business for my parnasa and as a heksher for Lima Torah, but rather, I'm just doing business, and no longer is it a heksher for Lima Torah. So therefore, even for business, which could be viewed as a heksher Lima Torah, gam ba asur laharbot. Even that, you have to make asei Torah chakeva. You shouldn't overemphasize or overfill your time with your business. And that's why the Rambam ends, Lefichach amru chachamim havim im mayit ve'esek v'asek v'torah. Even for such a business, you have to limit how much time you do it, do what's necessary, maybe a little bit extra, but that's it. And the rest of the time, you have to avail yourselves of the possibility of filling your time with Torah. It's a very important lesson here about our priorities. Sometimes, even when something is beneficial, we sometimes lose fact of the order of priorities, even though a certain activity is beneficial. Meaning, what makes it beneficial? It's beneficial in that it makes you better suited to learn Torah. But are you learning Torah, or are you just doing this activity that makes you better suited to learn Torah? So you have to realize that. So a lot of times in life, we end up filling our times with activities that really aren't what we should be focusing on. And there are a lot of worthwhile activities, not just learning Torahs, and there's family time. But at all times, we have to remember that whatever, you know, oh, I'm business. Why do I have business? So I can support for my family, so my family can have a nice life. So part of that is coming home and spending time with your family. Part of that is raising them for Torah and mitzvah. So at no time should, you know, it's very important to earn a living. Very, very important. It's one of our responsibilities as human beings to support ourselves, to support our family. But at the same time, we still have to have a sense of our priorities and what our real responsibilities are in life and what the ultimate goals are for all of us. So, Shkach.